Roy Natlock Jr. here, and we are talking money as we do all the time. Actually, you can listen to money every day, 5 days a week. We post these shows that if you're tuning into the radio right now, then we take all of the segments of the radio and then we post it to the podcast where you can go back and listen to it. You can find that at any of the podcasts. It's the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hour, or you can go to roymatlockjr.com and you can get that. And I've been talking money now for 35 years, been on the radio for, I guess, 28 years. I got a lot, I got a lot of talking. I know how to talk. That's what I do. And I got a lot of information that we can help you to get financially independent. And if you would like help, choose us and we will work with you. And that's what we do. There's a lot of financial advisors out there. There's some good ones out there other than us, but we've done pretty well ourselves. And if you'd like that, you can call our office or visit roymatlockjr.com for a little 15-minute intro call. 615-843-2999 is that number, or visit roymatlockjr.com. We came out of the break. We talked about the three P's when you're entering retirement and beyond. That's protect, protect, protect. And then we talked about the five risk that we run into when it comes to retirement. Once we do retire, taxation, market risk, inflation risk, longevity, and probate. So let's talk about when we retire. First thing I always tell people is when you retire, the first thing we got to do is we got to find out, all right, what we got to have a retirement budget. Now, let me give you kind of an example on this. So let's just say that you're cruising along and you've been doing a good job, fully funding your 401k. You've been putting, you know, up to $25,000 or $26,000. In your 401k, and you've been deducting that off your taxes. Maybe both you and your spouse are doing that. Now you quit. Well, you've been living on whatever, and you've been saving money. So now we're not going to be saving money anymore. What we're going to be doing, unless we have, you know, hopefully you've gone out and you've accumulated more money than you need, and then that way your income and your savings continues to get larger. But the point being is that we want to look at what it's going to cost for us to live. And we're going to look and plug in some of these things, you know, like Social Security and Medicare and all the different things, all the income streams. So number one, I look at where can I get my income from? You say, well, I got some real estate. All right, that's going to provide me this. I've got a retirement plan through work. That's great. I got a pension. I got some Social Security coming in. I've got, you know, some pure just investments, all right, that are sitting over there in just regular taxable funds or something like that. And so what we do is we go in and we start looking and we say, well, here's all the different places I got income coming in. And we put that into the, and it, that can go on the budget worksheet. So we do that. And then we start looking at, so we know what are our expenses, all right? What are we going to do? Go through all this and get our new retirement budget. Once we get our new retirement budget, now keep in mind, in doing this kind of stuff, there's a lot of ways you can do it. All right. One of the things I've been doing for years and years and years is I've been using QuickBooks. And what QuickBooks is a business program. But inside of my QuickBooks, I have my other expenses, and that is my living expenses, everything. So it's outside of my profit and loss. It's easy to have it all in one, or you can, you know, get a Quicken, or you do all these different things, different ways to be able to do it. But the bottom line is that you want to be able to see my income sources, and then I want to look at my outgo. Now, once I do that, then I start looking at, I said, well, what about my taxation? All right. So there's things that we need to start asking ourselves, you know, so we've got a retirement plan over here. We've got a home that maybe is paid for. We've got, you know, an annuity. We've got pure mutual funds. We've got real estate. Okay, rental properties. We get all these different things that are out there. And then we start looking and say, well, what are some of the things that go along with that that we need to know? Well, you know, a lot of people don't realize this, but if you have not that much income, but a decent amount of retirement income, about $14,000 or $15,000 if you're single, you have to start paying taxes on your Social Security. And you say, well, is there a way that we could at least not pay taxes on the Social Security? All right. So what are some of the ways you go about doing that? I'll give you one example. I had a client of mine that that had a decent amount of investment income. And one of the things that we saw was we said, well, if we could defer all of those, that retirement plan to 72 now, so they don't start pulling until 72, how could we go about creating enough cash flow for them to be able to draw their Social Security, not pay taxes on the Social Security. And we started looking at it, and the next thing you know, I was like, well, the house is paid for. What if they did a reverse mortgage on the house? And people are, oh, I don't know about that. Well, I'm going to explain reverse mortgages on one of the, maybe today if I have time. But anyway, we went in there and we said, well, what if you could get on a $500,000 house $250,000 out and then use that $250,000 to fund the lifestyle for a period of time and have no payment? And then pull $2,000 a month off of that $250,000 until it runs out. And the interesting thing about that, we looked at it, we said, well, guys, I know I'm throwing numbers everywhere, but if you pull out $250,000 over a 10-year period, that's like $25,000 a year, that $250,000 is just return of principal, so you pay no taxes on it. The only thing you would pay taxes on is any gains that money makes. And so let's just say over a period of 10 years, you invested it and you were able to pull out $4,000 a month for 10 years. Well, you would be paying taxes on $2,000 a month because half of it would be return of principal. And then that allows you to defer all your taxes out to age 72. And it may be what it enabled you to do is not pay taxes on your Social Security. Wow, look at that. So there's a lot of different ways that you start looking at it. People say, well, when should I draw Social Security? You know, I tell people as soon as possible. If you're not working, then I would draw it as soon as possible, you know, 63, whatever it may be. All right. But now why do you do that? Because Social Security is a life annuity. What happens is that generally speaking, if you take it at say 62, whatever, 63, that's going to be $1,000 a month. It might be $1,500 a month if you wait till you're 66 or 67. If you wait till you're 70, it might be $2,000 a month. And you say, well, what would happen if I took it and I took it early, I wasn't working and I'm not getting penalized because there's penalties if you're working and drawing it before full Social Security age, how long would it take me to be able to recoup the $500 a month that I waited to get? Well, it might take you 10 years, not including the investment returns. So I always tell people, generally speaking, now if we're sitting down and talking, you know, your health matters. I mean, gosh, if you're in poor health, then you really want to be taking it sooner, all right? Because if once you pass away, one of those Social Securities goes away. So there's all these different things going into the order of withdrawals in order to do things. Should you convert your IRAs to a Roth? How about that? Well, that can allow you to get tax-free income, and also it could allow you to not take what's called a required minimum distribution. So when we get out here, this is why I sit down with people and I look at all their income streams. I say, well, now what if we just redeem taxable mutual funds? All right, a lot of it's return of principal. There's another way to do things. All right, I can go on and on and on. You can refinance your rental properties and get cash out tax-free, okay, and then let the rental properties just kind of offset the rents. All these things go into play on being able to have a real back-end retirement plan that will allow you one day to retire and not pay taxes more than you should, have a steady income stream. There's a lot of things to go into it. So when we meet with people, we sit down and go through these type of ideas and try to figure out when is the best time to do it. And you don't wait until you retire. You start doing it and you start planning pre-retirement. All right. So we might start looking at, you know, what we're going to do over a period of time. And maybe we don't convert IRAs or 401ks that are pre-tax to Roths until after you quit working. There's just a lot of different things that go involved in that. And most people make mistakes because that's not what they do. All right. You know, one of the things I've always said is if you want to become successful in something, find somebody that knows more about what you want to become successful in. Find someone like that. They can teach you. You know, from my standpoint, my area of expertise is money. All right. I teach people how to handle their money and what to do with their money. You know, I I do that, all right? But you know, I have a CPA because you know what? I like to get information from people that are smart on that. I have lawyers, all right? So I don't go do something stupid and I'm going to get myself in trouble, all right? So I hire professionals. I have a doctor that I trust, all right, when it comes to my health. I do those things. So if you need financial help, look to a financial advisor. If it's not me, it's someone else. Find someone that's got the experience, the licenses, and the ability to help you get a plan in place. And then guess what you do? You go into retirement and you just cruise. How about that? Wouldn't it be nice just to cruise through retirement? In other words, you're on vacation all the time because your money is working for you in the background. It's sending you checks on a regular basis. That's why we do these kind of things. So we have to look at taxation as one of the risks that are involved in the five risk, and the way it really matters is the way we start withdrawing money and how much we pull, where we pull it from, all those kind of things. People ask me all the time, they say, how much can I pull? All right. Well, it depends. All right. You know, I mean, there's a lot of different ways to do it. I've said 1/16th, that's 6% of the year in balance, and you adjust it every year. That's one rule of thumb. The rule of thumb of 4%, they say 4% is dead. No, it's not. Okay. But 4% was a stock bond, you know, mix that there's never been a 30-year period where you ran out of money if you pull 4%, that kind of deal. And so the point being is there's a lot of different ways to do things today. You got to do them a little different. We got low interest rate environments. I remember the days when people got 10-12% on CDs. So it's different. But the reality is that some things are just the way they are. And the most important thing you have to do is you have to plan for it. And setting up a plan of action is the key to making this happen. And so if you're just tuning in, go to RoyMatlockJr.com. Go back and listen through some of these podcasts that we put together. We really label them well on the website to where you can pick and choose things that you want to do. And then what I'm going to do when we come back on our next show, I'm going to continue on this retirement and beyond. We're going to be answering more questions, those kind of things. Once again, if I can help you, visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Call us for a 15-minute free phone call and we'll do a little bit of investigating on what you're doing and we'll make it happen for you and find out if we're a good fit. Once again, thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.